In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday in the 50 days and after the resurrection, after the Easter, in the journey to go to the Pentecost. And if we talk about the Holy 50, because it's coming after the Great Lent, if the Great Lent is only because we have the church try to give us a message of repentance during the Great Lent, about the Holy 50, the church should try to give us a sign for how to abide in Christ and how to live inside Him and how to grow in Christ. The purpose behind that is that Jesus Christ tried to declare Himself during the 50 days to all His people, and also during the 40 days before His ascension. He tried to declare Himself, I am the body, I am the bread, I am the bread, I am the living water, I am the light, I am the way, I am the victory. Starting by the first day, the first Sunday, which is Christ, the first one is that Christ is risen, the resurrection. The second one is Christ is the bread. The third Sunday is Christ is our living water. The fourth Sunday, the light, He is the light. The fifth Sunday is Christ is the way to heaven. Sixth Sunday, Christ is overcomer of the world. And the seventh Sunday, Christ sends us His Holy Spirit. It's a journey that Christ tried to tell us about how to live in Him. So the first one was the resurrection. And the second Sunday, which today, it's talking about I am the bread. One of the fathers said, the Eucharist and the liturgy, it's as if it's a window we open during the liturgy, a window we opening to the heaven, to the eternal life. What that means? I remember when the people, for example, going to the sea, to the Caribbean, or anywhere, have a vacation. So what they have, and we have no time now for vacation, we have to stay in the country. When we go to vacation, and just we listen to the pilot and say, look, we are landing now to this land. And so the kids open the window direct to see what is this land. And we have to see it. Oh, see the sea here? This is amazing. It's beautiful. And after that, someone come to me and said, please close the window now because we have to land. As if exactly we are talking that like that. We are coming to the liturgy, to the church, to open the window and to see only a part from the heaven. It's outside the time. It is not existing anymore in the time. When we are in the liturgy, when we're taking the Eucharist, it's not a part from the world. We are existing present here in flesh, but we are not existing in the world. It's we open the window to see a part from the heaven. It's an amazing to see that. And also, to be sure about that, look to the bottom of the Father. It's a beautiful scene. The bottom of the Father, and there is a 24 presbyteros, they are giving incense to Jesus Christ. Which is when we look to the altar, we look to the bottom of the Father as if we are exactly with the 24 presbyteros and we are praying all together. They give incense to God, which is the prayer of the saints. And the altar, inside the altar, it's like the part and where we are ascending. You can imagine like exactly like that. The altar, it's a square shape. Represent the four directions of the world. And on the top of the altar, like our church here, there is a dome. As if we are Exodus from the world to the heaven. So we open a window to see the heaven. It's outside the world. It's not inside the time. Inside the altar where it's exactly the part from departure. Through the Eucharist, through the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, we exodus from the world and go to the heaven. This is what we have to say about the altar. This is what we have to say about the Eucharist. This is what we have to remember. And also another thing we have to understand. When we are saying the Lord's prayers, our Father who art in heaven, we say, give us our daily bread. This is in our translation, the New King James. Go to the Greek language and Coptic. In the Coptic, it's written like that. Pinoiki ente rasti. Give us the bread of tomorrow. And I was like, of tomorrow? It's something different because Jesus Christ said, the Lord asked us to not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So how we ask in the right translation, in Greek and Coptic language, how we ask Him, give us the bread of tomorrow, not for today. What is that? This is different. Yes, He asking us to ask Him about the bread of tomorrow, the bread that we are taking now inside the church to live for tomorrow, the eighth day, the eternal life. He said that. If you are not eating from my body, you haven't the eternal life. You're not going to the heaven. You have the eternal life through the bread or my body. That's why in our prayers we are saying, give us our daily bread. If the right translation is, give us the bread of tomorrow. The bread where we will live forever with you. This is living in eternal life and living in the eighth day. That's why if we listen today to the psalm, rejoice. This is the day that God made it for you. The day of the eighth day of the resurrection. Also, another point we will meditate, since Severus ibn al-Makaffa said, you remember when Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, we brought a cluster of grapes, and they brought it to the people of Israel. And he said, this is amazing from the land. This is from the land that we have to go. Abba Saviris said, it's exactly like the priest who bring the body and the blood of Christ as if it's a small thing from the land. It's not from the currently land, it's from the eternal life. So God give us, Jesus Christ give us His body and His blood, and the priest brought it from the eternal life, not by himself, but the Holy Spirit who transformed all of that into the body and the blood. And he brought that from the land of the eternal life and give it to the people. Can you taste these small things from the land? Taste it only. That's why it's an amazing when Saint Xavier said about that, that it's a part of from the heaven. It's a part of from the eternal life. We are tasting only small things, very sweet. It's very sweet. That's why he said that I will abide in you. That's why he said also, this is the day that the Lord has made. Also, they said, the Father said, that in order that the Christ abide in me, he has to abide in me through three things. Number one, with the Holy Spirit. So he will abide in me, and there is a unite, like there is a unity between me and between him through, number one, the Holy Spirit. And number two, also too, the Word of God. So there is a unity between me and Christ in mind. So when I'm thinking in him, when I listen to the Word of God, that's why it's an amazing to see that, to remember the Word of God, remember him, and my mind will be united with him. And number three, my body. So spirit, my body, it's coming with the Eucharist. With the Eucharist, that's why this is, I have three, like three things can make me like united with God. Number one, the Holy Spirit. Number two, the Word of God. Number three, the Eucharist too. So the Holy Spirit, then Saint Cyril said that he great talk about the unit with God, with all our being, body and mind and spirit. Go back today to the Acts to see how the church is amazing. It was the act today about Saint Paul when he was preaching all the night. And after that, there is Otechus. He fell from the third stage and he died. Why the church chose this part specifically today for to represent also, to explain when Jesus Christ tried to explain about I am the bread. Because St. Paul started from the night to preach, to give the word before to go to the break, to break the body, the bread, he started in first to remind the people, to make them unity with God, united with God, in order by the word of him. So he tried to tell them about Jesus Christ. He tried to teach them. And after that, they are ready. They understood who is Christ and what is the Eucharist. And it's written also too, it's the first day of the week, which is Sunday. And he broke the bread, Eucharist. And after that, he did the miracle. And Otechus, he was very good. And he rose from his death, the resurrection. Three things, through the word of God, and through the body and the blood of God, we will go to the resurrection, the eighth day. And about the gospel of today. The gospel, he said, I am the first verse. I am the bread of life, which come down from heaven. Jesus Christ tried to explain also that he tried to compare between him and between the manna. The manna, it's something earthly, came to the people of Israel in the Old Testament, but it's earthly. But when they eat, they be hungry again. For us, no, it's different. When we eat Jesus Christ, we not be hungry, because he fill us inside our hearts with all the joy. This is we have to understand when we take the communion. I know that it's hard for the people now. When I was preparing the sermon, I was looking to that, and it was amazing. And how the people, they can't come to the church and take the communion. Maybe it's something to prepare us when we come back to the church. We know that the Eucharist, the church, when we pray the liturgy, it's a window to the heaven. When we see the bottom of Father, we will know that we are in heaven. When we see that, we will say, we want to be united with you. This is the unity. We wanted to listen to the word of God, to be one mind. Receive the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. And also we will receive the Eucharist, his body and blood, to be united with him in our body too. So he tried to compare between the manna. He said, the manna, I am the manna. I came from heaven too. But we will not be hungry anymore. So in Jeremiah, he said like that, Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Jeremiah 15:16. What is that? It's like, this is very important to know about the audible, readable, which is the word of God, and the other thing, it's seen and eaten. Also, how is it sweet? He is to his word, and also not only his word, and also his body and blood. Father Alexander Schmemann, he said, according to the Father, feeding on the body and blood of Christ must be preceded by feeding on the word of God. These two methods are by which we attain unity with Christ. Christ is the secret life. Christ is the secret life. He said, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I am in him. He said, I will abide in you. St. Cyril said, how to abide, which is like to be unity, this is a unity between me and between Christ. He said like that, just as by melting two candles together, you get one piece of wax. So I think one who received the flesh and the blood of Jesus is fused together with him by this communion. And the soul finds that he is in Christ and Christ is in him. We are praying also to the fraction, the Lamb of God, of St. Cyril, he said, when your glory descends on your mysteries, we lift up our minds to behold your splendor. At the turning of the bread and wine into your body and blood, our souls shall be turned into fellowship with your glory, and our souls are united to your divinity. Jesus Christ, he came, and he gave us his body and blood. The incarnation, God, is not for, like, to change something different only, or to do something to complete the story, no. He came to recreate again. He gave us his body for a seed for the new creation. And we are the new creation. We are the new creation on earth, and we are waiting to go to meet him in the eternal life. May God grant us like the blessing and the grace and give us this blessing of coming to the church and to take his communion to his body and blood. And ever, never close the door to the church again. And when we come back, we have to be rejoiced that we are coming back to the eternal life, to the part of the heaven. And we pray from our hearts, this is the day that we have to rejoice with God, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Christos epuro en te po afton fevol chenni et muot
fai ere pio ere pere pina fnem be fio ten agam son snem bi ebne Sejen tinon em shaine
jefez marot en jefiot nem epshirin em pieb nevma eth o ab titere yasejikem.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light, flight, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and sons worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. Then gosh de vol chayet en ti anastasis ten yeref mod nem bi on chen te pi on es ne yo
destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled here with the heavenly peace by which those of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Do Lord, peace on earth and goodwill to our men.
Pray for perfect peace, love and holy apostolic grace.
Lord, have mercy.